friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hey guys, it's Amy. Thanks for listening in to the latest Sips of Sunshine podcast. I'm really happy to have you. I'm recording this 1 week into grand jury duty. If you've never been called for a grand jury, you are lucky, and I hope you never are. The way it works is it's better than like a regular jury because like if you get chosen for jury duty, which by the way is like your civic obligation, like sometimes you just get forced to do it because it's your civic obligation to serve your country this way, which is why I'm doing this. I'm obligated to. But like a regular jury, you know, you could be on like the El Chapo case and be on it for like 8 months, you know, or you could be on a quick case that's done in 2 days. Like you just have no idea. A grand jury is a set amount of time. It can be anywhere from 2 weeks up to maybe 4 weeks. So I got a 2 week one, which is great. And so that's nice at least. But it's like, it's no joke. Like if you have travel plans, if you have a super important work commitment, it doesn't matter if it's time for you to serve. You have to clear your calendar and serve. So it's pretty wild. And it definitely, the first few days I was super upset because it just triggered everything in me that doesn't like, I like consistency and I don't like being controlled. So, you know, welcome to two things all at once, like being, you know, the consistency of my life and the calendar I'd set up for the next 2 weeks was just like wiped clean. And I feel very controlled. And while I certainly respect that it's like my civic duty, it's just still hard to have anyone tell you that you have to just turn off your life, at least during the days for the next several weeks. So anyway, that's the headspace I'm in. What's kind of interesting about it is, you know, now that it's been a few days, I think the shock has worn off. And now I'm just kind of into a groove with it. I randomly knew one of my jurors before we were chosen. So we're sitting next to each other. You have like assigned seats. We sit next to each other all day. So that's really fun. And I've made a couple of friends. But it's just crazy. So I don't know if you're listening to this and you've never been on a jury, it may happen at some point in your life. I'll hope you don't get chosen. If you do, though, just try to make the best of it because that's kind of where I am at this point. And I'm learning a lot, too. I can't talk it about anything at all, of course, but I am learning a whole lot. So it's interesting. Today's topic is based on a blog post I previously wrote that I love so much. And I got a ton of really positive feedback on it from people. And the subject is what no one tells you in your 20s. You know, my mission and my intention with Sips of Sunshine is to kind of, you know, give you that little bit of a future self perspective on things, like everything I wish 42-year-old me had told 22-year-old me at the time. And of course, you have to live your life and have experiences. You know, life wouldn't be the same if you had the wisdom of a 42-year-old at 22 years old. But if something can at least help, you know, help you navigate, I think that's really cool. So, you know, I think a little bit of background for you. You know, when I first started working with my life coach back in fall of 2016, I definitely had some like built up resentment towards my younger self that I really needed to work through. I blamed her for not speaking up in certain situations. I blamed her for not taking more risks and knowing just kind of like more about the world around her. And I was just sort of frustrated with this 20-year-old girl for not having the wisdom and life experience of the 40-year-old, which I know is unrealistic. That's just like how I was feeling. But then I was also frustrated that I didn't feel like anyone else really spoke up and was like, hey, girl, like, not sure if you know, but this is an option, or, you know, here's the reality of what's going on. And so I just felt like I was really kind of left on my own to sort things out, and that some things took me longer than others. And so, you know, this podcast is just my way of paying it forward. And so a few things that I wish someone had told me in my 20s that I'm going to tell you are as follows. The first one is, your salary isn't as important as you think it is. So here's the deal with income in your 20s. It really doesn't matter that much. You'll always have friends who make more than you, so you just have to let that like awful comparison game go right now. You'll also make more than some of your friends, so just like grab their coffee order from time to time because that's nice to do. But here's kind of how I think of like salary in your 20s. I want you to underthink your income, but I want you to overthink your actual job and experiences and opportunities. You know, I didn't make a big salary in my 20s. And, you know, I have my own thoughts on that. But I was really given the opportunity to essentially run a company. You know, in my early 20s, I sat in on every meeting at the company, financials, hiring, you know, clients, I pitched business, I closed business by myself alone in meetings in my mid-20s. Like, I really was kind of, you know, given this free rein, and that gave me a lot of tools that I was then able to use as I moved on in my career. And then what's really interesting is, like, you know, I look at the friends who made more than me back then. You know, that doesn't actually translate to later in life. And I'm not saying they're not doing well. Everyone's doing fine. But like, just because someone makes more than you in their 20s doesn't mean you're always going to make less than other people or whatever. Like, sometimes people make more in one phase, but then they level out, or, you know, they're in a booming industry that changes. And the same goes for you. You know, you could be in a booming industry in your 20s and making bank. And then, like, I was reading Refinery29 does money diaries, where they talk about how a woman spends money throughout a week, but they always kind of set up her job. The one I read today was like, it was kind of hard to read. I mean, this girl's 22 and she makes $50,000 a month because she designs handbags, has them produced overseas and direct shipped to clients through e-commerce. And I was like, oh my God, like, you know, holy cow, she's making so much money. And that's great for her. I'm not, you know, that's amazing. So, but like, don't always think that just because things are a certain way the second, they're always going to be that way. And one thing I really found in my 20s specifically, I really want to stick with my 20s here, is when I was making, you know, $40,000 a year and my friends were making $80,000, we were actually living really synergistic lives. I was traveling the world. They were traveling the world. I was eating at great restaurants. They were. I was shopping at the mall. So were they. Like, I drove a fine car. So did they. Like, it's not like I was like digging in trash cans and they were, you know, in a 5-bedroom home on a golf course. Like, our lives weren't that different. The biggest difference, I think, was rent. I had a roommate, and my friends who made more tended to have their own apartments that were maybe a little bit nicer, and they spent way more on rent, and they would have nicer cars. Still, like, mine was totally fine. It was like a Nissan Altima. But honestly, like, most of the time in the 20s, your friends who make more than you, it's not like they're like saving it up to start the next big tech startup, you know, Silicon Valley unicorn. They're just spending it. So there's really usually not that much more money in the bank at the end of the day. So, I mean, just to give you a little perspective, I don't want you to think that just because people make more than you, their lives are that much better. Usually, fundamentally, when you pull back from it, you have a roof over your head, they have a roof over your head. You drive a car, they drive a car. You go on a trip, they go on a trip. You eat a meal, they eat a meal. Like, it's really, surprisingly, your life isn't that different, even if the dollars look really different. So, you know, what I would say in your 20s is spend a little less and learn as much as you possibly can if your pay isn't that high, but if you have great experiences. You know, don't be underpaid and have like a job that doesn't give you amazing experiences and opportunities. Do as much as you can. Like, when there's an opportunity at work to do something you've never done before, and even if you feel completely unqualified to do the job, be the first person to raise your hand. Like, just take the job that gives you the best experience, leverage that experience later in life to get big pay jumps, and, like, you know, really position yourself as a huge asset to any company. So that's pay. The next topic, the thing that no one tells you in your 20s, and I want you guys to take this for what it's intended. You will never be any hotter or skinnier than you are in your 20s. And I'm sort of joking. That's a bit of an overstatement. I actually think I look better in my 40s than I did in my 20s. But most of that isn't because I'm like have better skin or I'm fitter. I'm not. It's because I just finally figured out how to take care of myself. I mean, you guys, in my 20s, like I lived on fast food, lean cuisines. Like, it was just garbage. But things change as you age. Like, your body changes. You get these weird little spots and lines. Your body shape isn't just like as good as it used to be. You start to feel bad about your neck. Like, it's harder to get out of bed after a night of drinking or eating a lot. Like, your 20s, you guys, like, live it up. You have like a bounce back factor that you won't have again. I promise you. So I don't want you to like go into like a life of debauchery, but like appreciate it, you know, appreciate the fact that like you naturally just, you know, probably, you know, your body naturally tends to be in your 20s just in better shape. You feel better. You look better. So like what like breaks my heart is when I hear young women in their 20s like talking badly about themselves, like saying they're fat or saying, you know, something bad about how they look or something. It's just like, you guys, I promise you, you will look back one day and like wish you had this body back. So like wear the bathing suit, wear the crop top, like wear the tight dress. Like, honestly, like you're gonna wish you had this body back one day. Stop talking badly about it and feel really good and proud of it, because your metabolism is amazing and I'm so jealous. Topic number three is financial. You know how passionate I am about your personal finances, my friends. So credit card debt is worse than everything else in the whole world ever, ever, ever. Do like whatever you do, do everything you can to avoid going into credit card debt. If you really want a good laugh, like I want you to sit down with anyone in their 30s or 40s and ask them about credit card debt in their 20s. We all have a story about something like ridiculous that we did. I was cracking up. I was talking to a friend about this recently and she's like, oh, she's like, let me tell you about my 20s. She's like, in my 20s, I thought, I'm laughing just because it's like, oh my God, we've all done it. I thought that every time you took out a new credit card, so like at Express or whatever, that it all just went onto your one main credit card, like a Visa. So she was taking out credit cards everywhere. I mean, she was like, Amy, I had a Michaels credit card with like $32 on it. Like she just, and she had like moved, you know how you move like so much in your 20s. She had moved and not updated her address with all these credit cards. So they're sending the bills to an old address. So she's not paying the bills. So she's getting like calls from debt collectors for $32 Michael's credit card debt. I mean, it was, she's like, her credit score was, you know, ruined. But anyway, we were cracking up about that. One of my favorite stories, this is not a credit card debt story, but like every time I tell it, I still laugh. I bought a car in my 20s, and it was the first time I'd ever financed anything. Previously, I had paid cash for all my cars. So I financed this car, and I get the paperwork from the bank. And of course, like the good student I am, I read the paperwork. And it's like financing paperwork, it's so boring. And I get to the section that says you are on a, you know, 48-month payment plan and your payments are $197 a month. It was cheap. $197 a month. So based on that, at the end of your payment plan, you will have paid, and it was like $12,500. Well, the car cost like $8,000. I think it was like $79.99. You guys, I marched into the bank with this paperwork. And I was like, there has been a mistake. You are telling me that I'm going to pay $12,500 for this car, but the car only cost $8,000. I thought financing just like broke the payments up. I didn't know that you basically pay a penalty for not having saved the money in advance. You pay a fee as a thank you to someone else for loaning you the money so you can have what you want before you can officially afford it. It's a way to think of it. They practically laughed me out of the bank. The guy was like, young lady, let me explain the concept of interest to you. I mean, you guys, oh my God. So this is tough love time. I'm trying to save you here. If you have credit card debt, I want you to get real about it now and pay it off. I want you to treat it like a bill and stop using it. So say you owe $5,000 on a credit card right now. You've got to set up a financial system where you don't use it anymore and you don't use any others. You pay for things from your checking account or whatever. And you're going to set up a payment plan on this credit card and you're going to get it paid off as fast as you can. I want you to use your savings to pay it off if you have to. You've got to remember this. If you're paying 16 or 18% on a credit card, then, and if you've got the money in a savings account, it actually costs you less to pull it out of savings and just pay it. I know that's painful because no one wants to see that savings number drop, but you're paying so much interest on this money. You're just throwing away probably who even knows, $100 or $200. I mean, it's $100 or $200, a month, and that's just painful. So anyway, you absolutely want to get a handle on that debt right away. Another thing that I don't think enough people do this, and it's actually really very doable. So if you don't have the money to pay it off right away, another thing you can do is research the best 0% interest credit cards. There are a lot of offers out there that if you open a new credit card, they'll give you 0% interest for a certain period of time. Usually it's 12 months or more. And there's a certain amount you have to transfer over to the card. Now, the reason you're doing this is not to have another credit card. It is purely to move that high interest debt into a zero interest bucket and then create a payment plan and pay it down, you guys. So this takes a certain amount of self-control, but it's just so, so crazy important. When I was 28, I think I had $4,500 in credit card debt. And what I did to get rid of it is I was paying some obscene amount. And at the time, I don't think I knew all of these other ways to pay it down. And I definitely didn't have the money in the bank to pay it down. So I actually went to my local credit union, took out a loan in the same amount as that credit card, but for 9% interest rather than 18 or 20% interest I was paying, and paid it off. And I entered 30 debt free, and I've never had a penny of credit card debt since. So that's so important. I know it's nerdy. I know it's not fun, and I really don't care. It's so important, you guys. Debt will follow you forever. And if you don't get a handle on it early in life, it's going to snowball and it's going to be the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night. And I just don't even want you dealing with that. And then finally, what no one tells you in your 20s, I've talked about this topic so many times, but it's because I just believe in it so, so much. And I wish I had done this, is just take more and bigger risks. Your 20s is your time to take the big risks. You all know that I spent my 20s living in Jacksonville, Florida, wishing I didn't live there. And I really want you to know that your 20s is a cool time, because for many of you listening, I know this isn't for everyone. I'm blanketing this on many people, but your 20s is when you're not responsible for feeding a family or paying a mortgage or something. And this is when you can, start a new company or move to Europe for a year or whatever that thing is. But this is when you can really take the big risks. And the potential downsides really aren't that low, right? Like in my 20s, I would have taken some crazy big risks. Worst case, I'd like move back to my mom's house for a couple months, get a job, save a few bucks, start over. Like anyway, I just really wish I had done that. So that's the end of today's Sips of Sunshine. What no one tells you in your 20s, to recap, your salary isn't as important as you think it is. Get some bomb experiences out of your job. You will never be hotter or skinnier, so love your body and don't be weird about showing it off, because I promise you, you're going to wish you had that body back one day. Credit card debt is the devil. And take more and bigger risks at this time in your life. This is the time to do it. Thanks so much, guys. As always, I just absolutely love talking to you. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.